3. And we'll start with the lead story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Blue light response to town centre bus crash. Emergency services rushed to a Newton Abbott car park on Monday, February the 10th, after a bus crashed into a building. The collision, which involved a country bus vehicle, happened in the Newfoundland Way car park at just after 3:30 p.m. on Monday afternoon. The bus was not carrying any passengers at the time of the incident. The driver of the bus, who is thought to have had suffered a medical episode, was taken to Torbay Hospital. A second man on the vehicle was also taken into hospital. An eyewitness at the scene said, "It's a miracle nobody was seriously hurt. It looks like the bus had careered through railings near the entrance before travelling across the car park and coming to rest against a building on the opposite side." Country Bus, in a post to its Facebook page, said one of its drivers was at home recovering, while the driver of the bus was still undergoing tests. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said, "Officers were called to the scene at Newfoundland Way following reports of a collision involving a bus and a building. The driver was taken to hospital and officers remained at the scene assisting with the recovery. The car park was closed by police while more than a dozen firefighters set about making the scene safe and clearing the debris."
And from the Tynwith Post and Gazette, "Toilet plan goes down the pan. No loos could be bad news for Tynwith, as the town is likely to be without public toilets on the Den just as the busy summer season kicks off. Planning permission for the temporary toilet block that has been on the Den for the past 2 years is only in place until March the 31st. Teignbridge District Council has confirmed that it does not currently intend to extend its temporary planning consent for the toilets on the Den in Tynwith. Although demolition work at the aquarium site took place last June, construction of the new toilets is yet to start, and Tynwith Town Council only agreed on a preferred contractor at its January full council meeting. It's yet another delay for the town's toilet projects, which have been blocked by delays." The temporary toilets were installed on the Den in October 2022 to bridge the gap between the loss of the old facilities when the former beachcomber was renovated and the construction of new toilets by Tynwith Town Council on the site of the former aquarium near the pier. Although demolition work at the aquarium site took place last June, construction of the new toilets is yet to start, and Tynwith Town Council only agreed on a preferred contractor at its January full council meeting. The town's toilet projects have been plagued by delays. Tynwith Town Council received planning permission for all 5 proposed toilet blocks before the end of 2022 and said it had the budget and resources in place to start work in 2023. However, it claims that a review of the project by Teignbridge District Council pushed the proposed start date back by a year. The seafront toilets were due to be built in the autumn. The new facilities will be pay to pee, with users able to pay via contactless card or, for those who predominantly use cash, by purchasing a prepaid card from local shops, cafes or pubs. All the toilets will be gender neutral, with fully enclosed cubicles containing a toilet as well as hand washing and drying facilities. Customers will be able to see if cubicles are free via a series of lights above the doors.
Let there be light. The future is looking bright in Dawlish as long-awaited plans for new lighting are finally to take a step forward. Decorative lighting had been a feature of the brook which runs through the town for decades, but the lights were wiped out and swept away during stormy weather in September 2023. Since then, the waterway has been in darkness, and for some time residents have been calling for the illuminations to be reinstated. Now, Dawlish Town Council has finally confirmed funding has become available for replacements and why it has taken so long. Lengthy negotiations with insurers took some time to resolve the claim, the council said. Money from the Town Council's 2025 budget has been ring-fenced for the lighting. This will involve not just replacing the lights, but also complete redesign with the aim of reducing the chance of damage in the future. A Town Council spokesman said, "The next step is now underway and we're excited to begin the process of replacing the lights, bringing back that special sparkle to our town. Thank you for your continued patience and support." A variety of LED options are currently being considered, which could allow for changing colours. And the proposal is to install the lighting along the length of the brook as far as the bridge at the end of Tuck's plot. In response to criticisms of the delay, Councillor Rosie Dawson had explained that it had taken more than a year for the insurers to agree to a payout. Designs need approval from the Environment Agency, which also adds to the length of time the replacements will take. LED lighting is more efficient to run, better for the environment and lower running costs. Lighting on the brook had been failing for some years before the storm rendered them out of action for good. WADE, Waterways Around Dawlish Environment, was set up last year in response to serious concerns over the state of the town's jewel. A petition to save our brook had more than 2,000 signatures and was presented to Teignbridge Council calling for action. In the past, the brook was dredged of debris and silt built up, but current thinking is that dredging is not a viable option.